Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and life as found in the scriptures. Last week, I posted a podcast episode having to do with Christ as being the radiance of the glory of God, and that's spoken of in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. I apply that truth to the glory of God as it's mentioned in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 9. It's where the shepherds in the field outside Bethlehem encounter an angel of the Lord, encounter the glory of God, and a host of heavenly beings who are singing praises to God. In light of some of the comments I've received concerning that episode, I realize that there is room for some potential misunderstanding of where I was going with this, and I want to help clear that up as soon as possible. Let me state my concern and then provide some reasons for it. While I stand by everything that I said in the last episode, it's, I believe, factually correct is my best take on what's there. One of the problems is I made an assumption of you, the viewers and the listeners, that I realized that you may not have the complete picture I wanted to present to you, and I want to make sure that I filled in that gap so that there is no room for misunderstanding or even possibly thinking that I was going down a line of an old heresy. What happened last week is that I didn't explicitly state that the Christ child, the Lord Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, as he's lying in that manger that night in Bethlehem, was fully human and fully divine, and remains so throughout all of eternity. I think it's important for us to know that the Lord Jesus, that child lying in the manger, has both a fully human nature and a fully divine nature while there. Because this wasn't stated explicitly, it may have left viewers and listeners with the very incorrect impression that I was somehow trying to separate or rip apart Christ in his humanity and Christ in his divinity. That would never have been my intent behind this. I understand that this, if that were the case, that this would fall under a heresy which was condemned as far back as the 5th century called Nestorianism. The idea behind Nestorianism was that Christ had not only two natures, a divine nature and a human nature, which is what the church has stated clearly for centuries among all three major branches of Christianity, Protestantism, Eastern Orthodoxy, Roman Catholicism. So the Lord Jesus Christ has had and has eternally now a fully human and a fully divine nature. The problem with Nestorianism is that they saw not only two natures in Christ, they saw two distinct and different persons, one divine and one human. Based on the Hebrews 1:3 passage, which instructs us that Christ is the radiance of the glory of God, I believe that the glory mentioned in Luke chapter 2, verse 9 was a special way that Christ in his divinity accompanied an angel and a host of heaven to give praise in front of a group of shepherds that night. In that sense, Christ was in two different places at the same time. Let me close with an application to our day-to-day lives as believers in Christ. It's an example of Christ being in heaven and also being with us here on earth at the same time. We know from passages such as Colossians 3:1 that Christ is now seated at the right hand of God in heaven. His resurrected, ascended, glorified human body is in heaven right now. And again, remember, he's also fully human and fully divine. His humanity localizes him. His divinity allows him to be what has been called omnipresent or present everywhere. So with that in mind, keep in mind that the same Lord Jesus who is everywhere present as God also promises to be with us here on earth at the same time while he's seated on the throne in heaven. The one sitting in heaven comforts us living on earth now by telling us, I am with you always to the end of the age. I hope the content of this video was helpful in filling out your understanding of where I was going with Christ and his humanity and Christ and his divinity, and in a sense, being in two places at the same time. If you do have questions, please forward them into the comments section, and I will do my best to answer them in a very quick and timely manner. Thanks.